It is time for another classic car chat with Al. It's being brought to us by JDR Seeds this week, as always. And this time around, Brian Jansen is joining us. And Brian, welcome to the Classic Car Chat program.
Well, thank you.
And let's see, Brian, you're from the Titanca area, Brian?
Yep.
Tell us about the vehicle that you have, the classic vehicle that you have.
I've got a 1981 Chevy Scottsdale. It's kind of a darker metallic blue, pretty sharp in the sunlight. It's older restoration. It's got a 355 Chevy small block in it, 350 turbo transmission, and it scoots around pretty good.
Yeah, it does. And he showed me a picture of it, and yeah, it's a very nice looking truck. You've lowered it just a little bit the way it looks.
Yeah, it's got about a 2-inch in the front, about a 3 in the back.
So tell us how you acquired this Chevy truck.
Well, old friend of mine had it, and he had some problems with it, and it just kind of sat in his garage, and I ran into him one day and talked to him, and kind of worked out a deal, and I bought it from him, and I brought it back to life.
So what did you have to do to bring it back? Because I know lots of times when they sit around a number of years, you know, they may sit, but they still deteriorate.
They do, yeah. The nice thing was is it didn't collect any surface rust. It was stored correctly, and I had to drain the fuel out, clean the tank, and put fresh gas in it, and then go through all the brakes. I put new front rotors and everything on there. I went through a lot of the stuff on the engine. I had to put a different carburetor on it. It had a 750 Holley on it, which was too big for that engine. It just, everything had to be advanced way too far, so I put a smaller, I put a 625 Holley seat, or a Street Demon on it, put a front main seal in it, and valve cover gaskets, spark plug wires, cap and rotor.
Yep, those are the kind of things that over the years do deteriorate. Yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Yeah.
So you've got it running and everything. Is it the original color, the blue?
It was blue. I mean, it was original Chevy blue, which was more of a, what I would call more of like a baby blue.
Mm-hmm, a lighter blue
color. Yeah, it's been darkened up and a little metallic to it.
Yeah, it's sort of what I call more of a metallic blue. It's got more of a metallic finish to it.
Kind of like an indigo blue, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Yeah, well, that's a very pretty color for that truck.
Yeah.
Very, very pretty. So it's going to be, you putting in different shows and things like that this summer? You go around with it? Or is it just mostly just to pleasure drive?
Pleasure drive, yeah. And we'll do some shows. I'll probably take it over to Britt, too, for... Mojo's got his big shows over there, so.
Yes, yeah, those shows have really taken off over there in the Britt area. There's some big ones over there. Well, it sounds like a really super, super nice truck. Have fun owning things like that, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, are you plans to add some more, or is that going to kind of be it, to have the Chevy truck?
I would like to get another one. I'd actually like to get a little hot rod for my wife.
I've started collecting, and now I can't stop. So
yeah.
It's habit
it's
for
addiction.
Me. It is. Just can't get enough.
Yeah.
So again, that's a 1981 Chevy Scottsdale 10.
Yep.
And it is owned by Brian Jansen. Really, really a sharp, sharp little truck. It really is. Thanks for sharing the story with us.
You're welcome.
Again, another of the series of classic car chats with Al here on Hometown Radio, being brought to you by JDR Seeds.